Barstool Sports Journal admits getting blackface accusation against young Chiefs fan wrong, I'm an idiot. By Warner Todd Houston on November 30, 2023. After several woke sports writers dutifully lined up to accuse a 9-year-old Kansas City Chiefs fan of wearing blackface at last weekend's game, one of those writers is now admitting that he judged too early and is now saying he is an idiot for not waiting for the facts to emerge. Jack McGuire of Barstool Sports posted a video to TikTok admitting that he bungled the story of little Holden Armenta, who was seen in the stands in Las Vegas during the Raiders-Chiefs game wearing a Travis Kelce jersey, a feathered Indian headdress, and with his face painted in team colors, half black and half red. "I am an idiot," McGuire admitted in his video. "On Sunday, I took this photo, the controversial one in question, and said that he was wearing blackface and a headdress," McGuire told his followers. "What I did not do is let more things come out about that photo," he added, noting, "the other side of his face was red and as for the headdress, it has come out that he is Native American. His grandfather is part of the Chumash tribe. I have since taken down this TikTok," McGuire said he learned. "And the apology should be as loud as the accusation," the sports writer said. "So here is my TikTok saying I am sorry and also I am an idiot." Many left-wing sports writers, such as senior Deadspin writer Karen Phillips, blasted the boy as a racist for wearing blackface at the game. To prove their accusation, these news outlets consistently showed a photo of young Holden in a profile view showing only the right side of his face, which was painted black. Most neglected to show a frontal view, which would have revealed to readers that the other half of the boy's face was painted red. After the media attacked her son, Holden's mother, Shannon Armenta, slapped back, informing the media that the boy was not in blackface, that he was dressed in Chiefs team colors and that he is not a racist against Native Americans because he has Native heritage in his family. It was also learned that Holden's grandfather is an official in the Chumash tribe in Santa Ynez, California. Raul Armenta is an elected official and sits on the Chumash tribal board. While few of the woke writers have offered an apology for their false, knee-jerk reaction to the boy's expression of fandom, Jack McGuire deserves kudos for issuing a real apology for his initial and incorrect take on the story. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.